welcome to the world of wayward woofers, paranoid pooters, dingbats, dogs, and all those other things. Leastways, that's at this end of the seminar. At the end of it, of course, you'll say we have wonderful woofers, pleasurable pooches, and no longer dingbat dogs, darling dogs, that will do. Today is all to do with those behaviours that our dogs do when we're not there that annoy us. And they're generally called the home alone behaviours. Includes simple problems like standard good old backyard boredom, running all the way through to the chaotic behaviours of anxieties, panic disorders and things of that nature, and all points in between. We're going to have a little bit of fun, and we're going to concentrate very much on what these home alone behaviours are all about, and of course give you some solutions for the majority of them as well. In the audience today we have, as usual, a wonderful mixed array of people. There are dog owners, I gather, who have pets with peculiar problems when you're not with them, so the home alone group. But we also have a whole lot of other people within the animal industry, which includes people from the dog training industry. We have people from animal caring industries. We've got several vets in the audience today from various veterinary organisations. We have dog trainers and veterinary nurses and all points in between. And that's fairly typical of the audience we get when we do these seminars, which is good. We hold the seminars regularly. At the moment, it's about once a month. And they're an interesting thing to do on such a regular basis because there's a lot of work involved, I'm sure you can understand. And there will be plenty of time to ask questions, particularly at the end of the seminar in the second session. And there'll be a question and answer time there. And if there's anything that you need me to clarify as we're going through, because it's a small group, it's not at all a problem if you want to raise your hand and say, but I have a question about that. And that's what it's all about. It's all interactive, and this is why we call them small group seminars. So all to do with home alone behaviours of animals. So let's look at the things we're talking about today. What's on today? Well, we're going to talk firstly about what is it that home alone hounds do that concern you. We're going to talk about a four-point plan for home alone problems that you can take away with you at a moment's notice that will give you a bit of structure about how to solve the behavioural problems you have with your poor pooches. We're going to talk about the interesting science of how to spy on your dog using some wonderful simple technologies that you can pinch from the internet and using other systems. And you'll probably quite like that because there's some very creative things in there. We're going to talk about why busting boredom is the cure of any anxiety problem, including separation anxiety and noise fears. We're going to talk about the very important principle of the denning principle and why that's the hub of part of the solution as well. We talk about the interesting science of pheromones and how pheromones could help you to get your pooch back in order. And we'll also talk about whether medications would be needed for the type of problem that your pooch has when you're not home. So that's all to do with the things we're doing this evening.